And here is the writer's almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of December, 2013. The Battle of the Bulge began on this day, 1944, World War II, in the Ardennes Forest. A snowy, mountainous region of Belgium and France went on for more than a month, the last major German offensive of the war, the bloodiest battle of World War II for American troops. 19,000 killed, more than 47,000 wounded, 23,000 were missing. It's the birthday of Jane Austen, born in Hampshire, England, 1775, the seventh of eight children. Her first published work was Sense and Sensibility in 1811. She was widely read in her own lifetime, then put aside for a while. It was not until the 1940s that her work became the focus of academic scholarship. Jane Austen, who said, "A large income is the best recipe for happiness I ever heard of." It's believed that Beethoven was born on this day, 1770, Ludwig von Beethoven in Bonn, Germany, born into a family of court musicians. He was a teenager when he first met Mozart in Vienna, played the piano for him. Mozart wrote to a friend, "I think this one will make a noise in the world." It's the birthday of the philosopher George Santayana, born in Madrid, 1863, who said, "History is a pack of lies about events that never happened, told by people who weren't there." He also said, "There are books in which the footnotes or comments scrawled by some reader's hand in the margin are more interesting than the text. The world is one of these books." It's the birthday of Margaret Mead, the anthropologist, Philadelphia, 1901, best known for her book Coming of Age in Samoa, which came out when she was just 27, in which she said that Samoan girls did not go through the same tortured teenage years as girls in the United States because she thought relaxed sexual attitudes might be responsible. And it's the birthday of science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke, 1917, in Somerset, England, who on his 90th birthday, a few months before he died, said, "I have great faith in optimism as a guiding principle. I'd like to see us overcome our tribal divisions and begin to think and act as if we were one family. That would be real globalization." Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, "Sheep in the Winter Night." Inside the barn, the sheep were standing, pushed close to one another. Some were dozing, some had eyes wide open, listening in the dark. Some had no doubt heard of wolves. They looked weary with all the burdens they had to carry, like being thought of as stupid and cowardly, disliked by cowboys for the way they eat grass about an inch into the dirt, the silly look they have just after shearing, of being one of the symbols of the Christian religion. In the darkness of the barn, their woolly backs were full of light, gathered on summer pastures. Above them, their white breath was suspended, while far off in the pine woods, night was deep in silence. The owl and rabbit were wondering, along with the trees, if the air would soon fill with snowflakes. But the power that moves through the world and makes our hair stand on end was keeping the answer to itself. A poem by Tom Hennen, "Sheep in the Winter Night," from his collection Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.